You're listening to SBS News.
Australians returning from overseas will now be quarantined in hotels and other facilities for 2 weeks before returning to their homes. 13 Australians have died from the virus, 7 of them in New South Wales. The crackdown on international travellers will come into effect on Saturday night and be enforced by the states and territories with support from the Australian Defence Force. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says passengers will be forced to self-isolate in hotels in the city in which they disembark after signing a legally binding declaration.
So by no later than midnight tomorrow, that's 11:59 p.m. Saturday, states and territories will be quarantining all arrivals through our airports, in hotels and other accommodation facilities for the 2 weeks of their mandatory self-isolation before they are able to return to their home.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says keeping returning Australians in the one location will also free up law enforcement officers to monitor those who should already be quarantining at home.
So if you're doing the wrong thing, you will be caught. This has got to the point now where if we're going to contain this, if we're going to keep as flat a trajectory as possible, it's a big step to take away someone's liberty in effect, to make them go to a certain place and stay there for 2 weeks. But this is life and death. There's too much at stake to do otherwise.
Scott Morrison has also expressed pride in the efforts Australians have made to self-isolate and stay at home as much as possible. Chief Medical Officer Professor Brendan Murphy says Australians need to take social distancing seriously as cases continue to rise. He says the main concern for health experts right now is community transmission and keeping large outbreaks from happening. Despite being confident of current COVID-19 testing practices, he has called for Australians to take health advice seriously.
These social distancing measures are just so important, and that's why they have to be for the long haul, for several months. So we have to have sustainable measures that every single citizen complies with every minute of the day, working from home where possible, going out only for the necessities, not mingling with your friends in a shopping centre or in a park. Practice social distancing, hand hygiene, cough etiquette every minute of the day.
There have been calls for a ban on evictions for the time being and tax cuts for landlords who reduce rent. There are concerns that job losses could lead to evictions due to unpaid rent, making it more difficult to fight coronavirus. Federal Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says help has to be provided in such a difficult time.
This is a significant challenge as we go through this period. Businesses who've had massive reductions in their revenue are still having to cope with ongoing fixed costs. And it's important for there to be pragmatic solutions to help all Australians through this next 6 months period in the best possible way.
The Greens have called for an immediate halt to evictions and foreclosures as part of the relief package. Leader Adam Bandt says the government has been paying too much attention to companies rather than people.
Now, it is vitally important that we do what we can to keep business going, but everyone needs a roof over their head. People are being asked to stay at home. To do that, you need a home. We need to make sure that during this crisis, there are no evictions, no foreclosures, and that there are rental and mortgage holidays for people who need it.
In New South Wales, cases without a clear source of transmission are on the rise, pushing the state government to a lockdown scenario. The state branch of the Australian Medical Association has called for an immediate lockdown and an assurance that healthcare workers can access protective gear. The number of confirmed cases on Friday in New South Wales rose by 186 to stand at 1,405, with a source of infection of 145 of those cases unknown. Premier Gladys Berejiklian urge people to be vigilant and sensible, adding no one should leave their homes unless they have to. Ms. Berejiklian says community-to-community transmissions are worrying because authorities do not know where the virus is coming from.
We are at a critical stage in the disease. A number of cases are increasing in New South Wales.
But the one figure that we're most worried about is the number of people that are getting it within the community. The community-to-community transmission is what we're concerned with. When you have cases that come from overseas, you can monitor them and you have a source. But when it's community-to-community transmission and you don't have a source, that means the virus is starting to spread in the community without us knowing exactly where, and that is a concern.
Police around the country are receiving reports of people not complying with self-quarantine, self-isolation and social distancing regulations. New South Wales Police say they have received 600 reports in the last 2 days, while South Australian Police say they have received a large number of reports of both people and businesses not complying with restrictions. South Australian Police have established a process with the South Australian Health Department to triage calls to determine the most appropriate response, which may include police attendance. New South Wales Police have been handing out fines of $1,500 for those caught in breach. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says people need to listen to authorities.
We issued a $1,000 fine to a 65-year-old lady from Lake Macquarie. And what's disappointing, this lady had a caution on Monday. Yeah. A caution to self-isolate. Yesterday she was found walking around the streets. $1,000 fine. The police will continue to turn up, will continue to protect you, but you need to listen to the messages.
Supermarket chain Woolworths will hire up to 20,000 extra workers to fill roles in supermarkets, supply chains, drinks businesses and also in e-commerce. Coles has told shoppers to pack their own groceries to limit the spread of coronavirus and has also implemented other rules to keep shoppers and staff safe. Stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.